Coming at you live from the red carpet of the Oscars. Here it's Nate Verone, Eric Rahill, and Jack Benzinger. We're here to talk to some celebrities.
Oh, look, Vern Troyer's walking by. Vern Troyer, one question, please.
I don't got time. Fuck off.
Wow. Imagine if that's what we were like.
The heavenly Oscars.
Brittany Murphy, please.
Dude, not Brittany.
Yeah, wow.
Who
King
else?
King Tut. You never were in a movie, bro, but if you could be in one.
I'm so confused.
What?
Oh, we speak English.
So, I mean...
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Verone, and Jack Benzinger. Enjoy.
We're recording this literally moments before the Oscars take place.
That's right.
A magical moment. If you're reading this or listening, you will see that they've already happened, the Oscars. You know right. what I'm saying?
Yeah, we should just go through it because I bet you like probably 70% of the people listening right now are not going to watch the Oscars.
Which is a damn shame.
So we can like go through the Oscars and kind of give our own awards to people.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying? We can give some predictions and then like yes. give them the joy, like the that. Joy Tactics honorary Oscar trophy.
Should we start from the bottom and then end yeah. it with the best
Wait,
pictures?
Let's start. Okay. You mean bottom of like the categories that people don't care about as much?
That's absolutely not what I meant, man. I just meant the bottom of the webpage, alphabetical kind of, like category wise. But
okay, best sound.
I care deeply, most deeply about best documentary short films. That's what I care the most about. Timothée Chalamet, you could go down, suck a knife.
Yeah, let's go from the bottom, guy. The bottom of that webpage. All right. Are you on that?
Let me send it to you.
It's in the fucking chat, Eric, dude.
Oh, no, I have it. So, writing, original screenplay.
Oh, well, I'm on a different webpage. Hold on, let me get over with you.
Yeah, give me that webpage now.
Wait, which webpage?
First up, we have a writing for an original screenplay. So this isn't adapted. This is an original idea. We have Blue Moon. It Was Just an Accident. Marty Supreme. Sentimental Value. And Sinners.
Coogler, Eskiel Vogt, and Joachim Trier. Is it Joachim or Joachim?
Joachim.
Joachim.
Ronnie Bronstein and Josh Zaftes. Jafar Panahi and some other script collaborators, or Robert Kaplow.
You're not going to say the other collaborators,
Robert
bro?
Kaplow.
You mean Nader? Stop. Go ahead.
Because okay. you cannot pronounce them, but.
Robert Kaplow. Kaplow Productions. Yeah. Is that what he said? Well, I got him.
That's a powerful name. Well, we know what's going to win this. Sinners is going to win this one.
Right, because Coogler yeah. had the vision, and then he's, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're
yeah.
right. God.
So, yeah, what can we say about these screenplays? I mean, can we know, like, the length of each of them? Is that a criteria? What makes it the best?
My question is, where did they write all of these? Sinners, I have to imagine, was written in a whiskey distillery in the deep south. That's where I would write it, right? With some jazz, some old timey blues players playing their tunes, and I'm about five fingers of bourbon in. That sounds right.
Sentimental Value. That was probably written in like a Kia Forte on like ChatGPT in the back of like an Uber.
No, bro. No.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Have you seen Sentimental Value?
No, I didn't see it. That's why. That's
really
why I'm
wrong. You haven't
wow.
seen it?
No, I'm saving it, man.
This is my favorite of the year, I think.
Sentimental Values. That would win. That's just blanket every award. I'm giving it to Sentimental Value.
Yeah.
And that's
tough,
too, because I love One Battle.
After Another.
Yeah,
I did not see you. I know that you were paid a lot of money to be wearing the Marty Supreme swag, walking up and down Fairfax Avenue. But I didn't see you post about it, man. What happened?
with a sign spin sort of thing. The street team. No, they don't
need a street team. Please, God, can we each get on a street team together? All of us get on some kind of street team. How do you become a Red Bull girl guy?
I think you would crash that shit immediately if you had that fucking that Mini Cooper.
Because I'd be trying to show you different tricks that you can do with the car.
I feel like that's how you die, is like having in a Red Bull explosion. Mini Cooper. Yeah.
Getting the base of my skull blown out by the 6 foot tall Red Bull can in the back of my Mini Cooper.
Oops. Damn, I just saw somebody smash their head on a can of Celsius on accident.
Where?
But I didn't get to see it directly. No comment. No comment.
Is Celsius bad, like really bad for you?
I think so. I think
I think there's basically at this point nothing that you can consume that's good for you.
This is kind of the healthy Celsius. You see what I'm saying?
Healthiest. Zen.
Look at these flavor combinations. Water. Apple mint and mojito spindrift.
You put it in there and soak it like overnight oats in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Get the spindrift.
Do they have drinkable nicotine?
Not yet.
Succotine. Oh, shit. I guess Zen also, is succotine.
I talked to somebody. I went to Maggie Winter's Southside Irish party at her house.
Yeah.
It was incredible. And I met a tactician at the party. And he said, ooh, it's really funny. I believe his name is Bill. So shout out, Bill. And if I misremembered your name, I'm sorry. But he was a really nice guy. And he said, you know what's so funny about Joy Tactics is there's this unspoken thing that happens where one of you is always like sick or like hungover or something. Like one of us is like just incapacitated in some way.
I think it's me today.
Really funny.
Frankly,
yeah, are you hungover?
I was drinking until 5 in the morning.
Look at how these things are turning. All of a sudden, Eric, you have a drinking problem. Eric, you're going to die 20 years before the other two. Look what you're doing to yourself, man. You're taking the mantle from me.
I only do it on the harvest moon and on occasions when I know I'm
going to. Well, you say you're at SNL, but you let me see your ring camera sometimes. I saw you were playing Pocopia.
Excuse me?
Pocopia.
What the fuck is Pocopia?
Excuse me? That's the new Animal Crossing Pokemon game.
Damn. Pokemon Crossing Pokemon. They have a collab. Vodka,
Dr. Pepper and Pocopia to calm the nerves after a long day on set. Don't mind if I do.
What the fuck is Pocopia? What is Animal Crossing?
You haven't heard of... Oh, Jack.
Excuse me?
I know I've heard of Animal Crossing. It's a Facebook game or something.
No, that's Farmville, bro.
No.
Right. Animal Crossing, dude? Are you kidding me? You didn't play that? You didn't play that in the pandemic? Game.
Wow. Prestige. You would love Animal Crossing, dude.
You might. It might stress you out because you have to weed everything.
Weed?
You pull up weeds in your little town, in your village.
That doesn't sound too stressful.
Well, people find it relaxing.
The mayor?
Damn. Okay, can we just, for all the categories, let's do a little shout out for all the... A lot of people wanted to be nominated as best original screenplay writer, but not everyone's going to get there. So let's give a shout out to all the writers in the world right now.
Shout out to everybody who wrote something.
Yeah.
And it was an original screenplay.
I want to give a shout out to anybody who doesn't have final draft, but they're still trying to do the formatting in like Word or Google Docs.
Google Docs. Oh my God. Manual format, spacing every... God.
Yep.
Yeah. Shout out to all
the writers. The most creative.
I know I brought this up before, but when I worked for Grubhub, I had a coworker that wanted me to be in a horror short film with some of my other coworkers, and he wrote a script, and it was about Slender Man. And did I read that on here before? Did I read any of it? That would be
I don't think
maybe
so.
Mean. But shout out to that guy because he was at his desk writing the I think on Google Docs.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really.
Here's what's funny. I remember Peter Collins Campbell.
Yeah.
Shout out. PCC. This is so funny. What?
PCC.
Oh yeah. He's making a movie now with a bunch of cool people. Somebody from The Pink Void. What am I thinking of?
The pink what?
Not Enter the Void. Pink, no. Pink Opaque. Help me out.
The Pink Panther?
No.
Pink Panthers.
The Pink Panthers?
Jane Shuburn.
I just put together that The Pink Panthers is a play on The Pink Panther.
Right now, as you're saying that, I'm getting that as well, finding that out as well. Never thought about that.
Wow. Shout out Pink Panthers. But while we're doing shout outs, shout out to the Pink Panthers.
For real, dude. She just keeps going. Like
hits.
It's hits hit after hits. After hit. The sound is evolving. She's really funny. Just nothing but respect. And I think she was like my top two artist like a year ago, or in my Spotify Wrapped, or one of her.
She's also shows. Your top one Venmo recipient. I see you Venmoing her every day.
Requesting from her like money?
No, paying. Like just saying
paying
thank
or giving her tips.
$500,000 in the red to Pink Panthers.
I saw the TV glow.
Oh yes. Hell yeah!
That's mm-hmm. the movie I was thinking of. The actors from that is in Peter's upcoming feature film with Ivy Wilk as well. That's and many up. Others.
Shout out
and
Ivy.
And what's funny is I'm thinking, oh, that's cool. They're making a cool movie. Meanwhile, how'd I meet this guy? Craigslist responding to editing a rap video in Chicago in 2016 or something.
Wow.
So you never know.
You never
you
know.
Never
when you're going to when you're going to edit a rap video for an amazing human being.
Okay, we're 12 minutes Robert. In. We've gone through one single category. Let's go. Let's move All on right. to adapted screenplay.
Oh yeah, the adapters.
The adapters. How the hell do they take one piece of thing and make it into a movie? That is such a phenomenal skill.
Right.
And we have to shout out Train Dreams by Clint Bentley and Greg Quidar.
Thank you guys. Clint, thank you. I wonder what they Greg. Might be wearing on the red carpet tonight.
That's right. They're probably out there right now popping some sort of beta blocker.
Oh,
beta blockers
man.
And Gatorade in the
just
Tesla.
One, should we be doing beta blockers before Joy Tactics?
No, opposite.
Yes. Yes.
we need to do the drunk episode now.
We need to do something. What is the opposite of beta blocker? Something that makes you freak
beta
out.
Beta accelerator.
Mm-hmm. By the Vivance episode.
I need that right now.
We need to
one
do
one battle
Quaaludes.
After another.
Should we get some Quaaludes from like a bottle that's like hasn't been opened since like 1983 and all fucking take a bunch of them?
So I was watching a TikTok about someone saying it felt like being in heaven.
I think I watched that same one. It was that
I like that.
He was like, it's the best drug on the planet. He said there was no come down from it, and I was like, what? And he was talking about the guy who went to Studio 64 or whatever. That's
54, yeah.
54, yeah. Were you watching the same one?
Yep.
Yep. That sounded like a fun ass fucking time, dude. Pee Wee Herman, Andy Warhol.
Did you guys watch Frankenstein?
Nah. Well, actually, I watched
Jacob
Lordy like,
is
10
eating
minutes.
Right now. He's eating, bro.
Yep. Oh,
what do you mean by that?
I watched Wuthering Heights last night.
Oh, did you? How was it?
It was fun. But there was a woman who was like ugly crying at the end
of
the theaters.
Is it deeply sexual?
Yeah, but not as sexual as they like market it to be. Like they market it like it's gonna be like a softcore porn. And I was kind of like, man, I want to see like
some full-on
dick and titties and shit. There's none of that. I'll tell you
Hello,
that.
Hello, my name is Dick and Titties.
No dick, no titties.
Please welcome to the stage Odessa Azayan and
Odessa Azayan.
Azayan.
Dick and Titties as well. Presenting best sound.
Dude, I haven't seen a lot of these movies, man.
What's
I saw
going
Begonia,
on, man?
So maybe I just give it to Begonia all down the board. Oh, and Marty Supreme, I'll split them, split it.
Okay, so here's what's going to win. One battle is going to win this fucking sucker. I'm probably going to go to like however many awards there are, 20 for 20 on the fucking predictions. One battle.
Are you on Kalshi? Are you betting on Kalshi?
Yeah, I betted on the $50 on the best picture to one battle because it goes by like popular opinion, you know, like the public's opinion of what's going to win. And right. It had the lowest like odds like for one battle. And I was like, I think the public is like kind of not right. Cause there's like, it was like 70% chance to win. And like Sinners had like 30% or something.
If I put 20 on Sinners, if I put 20 on Sinners,
you want to go against me?
I do. I'm going to do it right now.
All right.
I want one battle, but I think if I do Sinners, it's a possible upset.
You guys realize you're energetically fighting.
Like, I don't like it.
Putting
I don't like that.
Karma and juju into the world against each other. That's really strange and dangerous.
Eric put 40.
Do you think
on
Timmy
it.
Fucked his chances by besmirching the name of ballet?
What happened here?
I'm going to get emotional, but.
Get emotional. What? There's nothing wrong with that. It's so interesting that you have a reverse proclivity.
He basically like destroyed the industry of ballet and opera in one single sentence with Matthew McConaughey.
What the?
You heard me right. Yeah, yeah. He talked shit.
What did
he
say? What was this picked up on a podcast or were they at a
CNN
window?
Town hall with Matthew McConaughey?
You're lying.
Timothy. No, it was like a town hall. It was like a breakdown discussion of the industry. Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. Mayhew McConaughey. I can't Google this shit. I just have to believe you. That's fucking awesome.
Have you guys seen that video of the, I forget what the context is, but it's like on a podcast and this guy asks like a really simple question. It's like a really simple question. He's like, let me Google it. And he goes to Google and then he types in the Google bar, Google, and then clicks on Google to then ask this like question like a 4-year-old could answer. It's such a fucking epic moment.
Lol. Bruh. So Timothée Chalamet said this quote, I don't want to be working in ballet or opera or things where it's like, hey, keep this thing alive, even though no one cares about this anymore. How peculiar, says the guy who is in an industry that was born not so long ago relative to these things and will perhaps fizzle out.
Well, dude,
sooner
yeah,
as well.
That's exactly right.
And you know what?
So
did you see this?
He should be punished really badly. Go ahead.
Did you see this? That he auditioned to be Spider-Man and he was up against Mr. Tom Holland. And do you know why Tom Holland got that role over Timothée Chalamet? Because he's a classically trained ballet dancer and his flexibility was very good for the Spider-Man flexibility that he needs to have.
So we found Timothy's weakness. You didn't get Spider-Man. And that's why you're acting like
you didn't get Spider-Man.
In your face, loser. Yo, Timmy. Dude, what would his Spider-Man be walking around? Just walking because he can't swing because his arms ain't flexible enough.
Right.
His chin's all weird. Dude,
shout
I'm pissed
out
at
Timothy
him.
Chalamet.
Shout out. Yeah, let's get into our favorite category. Visual effects, finally.
Finally.
Avatar Fire and Ash, boom, nominated. F1, boom, I saw that one in theaters, nominated. Jurassic World Rebirth, boom, David Vickery up for an award.
The Lost Bus. What the fuck is that?
The Lost Bus.
Matthew McConaughey driving a bus through fire.
What?
Let me Google that. That sounds fun.
Incredible. Yeah. I've never heard of that. And the Sinners.
Oh, wow. Why is he in the fire? Does anybody know? Is it a real story?
No.
It's a true story about the heroic actions of a school bus driver following a devastating camp-ass fire in Paradise, California. Oh, remember this?
Yeah, of course.
They made a movie about it. Okay.
Well, they're going to fucking lose to Avatar, so good luck, everybody. It's an honor to be
nominated. They both did fire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you guys seen Jurassic Park World Rebirth?
Nah. I'm saving that. Yeah.
I've read the title for my plane ride to Japan. Eric studying at 0.25 speed.
With a notebook out.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting choice. You know who's in that one is Scarlett. Scarlett, let's shout out Scarlett really quick. Scarlett, thank you.
Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah, thank you for what you've done.
And thank you for keeping your man in check, because he's walking around the office acting a fool. That's what I said.
Get him. Yeah. Get his ass. Get his ass.
Scarlett.
Do you think that these people, do you think like, who do you think is the most nervous right now? The Oscars are in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there's, like, last night I had a show and I took a shower right before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was nervous for the show, and it was like an hour away. And I'm in the car and I just got out of the hot as fuck shower. And I'm sitting there. My heart rate was 120 in the car.
That's pretty high.
That was high as fuck. And I was like, is this thing going to go down? You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Like
What's that mean?
A fatal heart attack?
Is this a medical emergency? I just have this one. I have to go do 12 minutes and I'm having basically a medical emergency. I wonder if you're excited. Well, I was excited. But I wonder for something like the Oscars, do you think that like the woman from Sentimental Value is checking her Apple Watch to see the heart rate or no?
Could be. I don't see how you couldn't be nervous, you know? I would love to see more people shaking their hands while they're speaking, you know? You know who I feel like has the opposite of that, who's never felt nervousness in their life, is
Carmen Christopher.
And Carmen is actually up there. Sometimes I think of Carmen and I'm like, what would Carmen do? He just doesn't give a fuck.
He has the most confidence of any person in a good way.
Who has it?
Fuck, I'm blanking on his name. He's Iron Man. What's his
shaking back and forth?
Robert Downey. Well, let me break this down for you, dude. Yeah, he's there now. That's what you see on camera. But why don't you rewind to about 2001, where he's begging for his life in front of the judge after being convicted for some drug related crimes?
Does he have a tainted past?
Did he?
Yes. Wow. But that's why he makes such an amazing Iron Man.
Right.
And such an amazing personal Tropic Thunder experience.
Anthony Stark.
Right.
Fucking racist. You racist piece of shit. For Nate. Dude, Nate.
Like, what do you think that you would pregame the Oscars if you went with some shaken tequila pre-game and lime over ice?
I would fucking put a little bit of Molly water in my Soylent shake.
I would pregame the Oscars with somebody else who's going and then just kind of be drunk and watch it. And
dude, you want to hear about two legends that did something crazy at the Oscars?
Dude.
Matt Stone, whatever, South Park guys. Literally, bro, on acid at the Oscars.
I want to rewatch those interviews.
I mean, it is quite funny to think about that.
You want to ask me what I've got going on lately?
Promise me when I get nominated, I'm going on a fucking heroic dose of fucking peyote and shrooms, and I'm going to like unlock a wheelchair. Demon is going to be speaking for me at every interview.
Mr. Nate, Mr. Verone.
You all. Suck me so good.
All right. What the hell's going on?
Did you guys film that? I just sucked off Nate Verone. I don't know what happened, but
his performance was amazing.
Talk about amazing press. If Leonardo DiCaprio did that and became fucking Maldamorph, you know what I'm saying? Transformed into Demon King.
Bro. If you're Leonardo DiCaprio, you could break the internet like that. Didn't take much.
Yeah, yeah.
You get one whale tail shot of Leonardo DiCaprio bending over to tie his shoe.
Oh, wow.
Internet equals broken.
Mm-hmm. You get him failing to pick his keys up a couple times, like six or seven times, like a lot. It's over. The whale tail coming out.
It is easy to break
out.
The internet when you're that famous. Like I know. For us to break the internet, you know how hard it is? Like I would have to
you'd have to do something really
crime.
Bad. Yeah. Like, really bad. Nate, I can't believe you have. Did you have whale tail as Mr. Simp ever?
Did I have a whale tail on as Mr. Simp?
Yeah, that was.
No, but that's a great idea. Yeah.
Do you remember when you found out what the concept of a whale tail is?
Like it was yesterday.
Say yeah. What?
There's this video of a guy in a bar. I mean, it's kind of pretty, is the word abhorrent? Is that a word?
It's a word.
Abhorrent, I think it means behavior.
Bad. Yeah.
But a guy is at a bar and he sticks his hand in a chick's basically in her pants while she's like, at a bar, and then he kind of like looks to the side, and then he like goes like this, and it's like,
ew,
Jesus,
ew, bro, that's a called assassination.
And somebody fucking filmed it. Pretty wild.
I just learned that these Zen that I'm doing are 6 milligrams, dude. That's not.
Are you serious, Eric?
I didn't even mean.
Wow.
To have that happen.
How are you feeling?
Are you booted up?
Yeah, extremely booted. That's too much. You're taking it out, Nate. That just made you take yours out.
That made me.
It's enough. I'm over. I'm kind of over it, bro.
Yeah, I wonder if I could get off of this stuff ever.
I don't think you can.
I don't think I can.
Okay, maybe. Sound.
Design.
Yeah,
sound.
I mean.
Just
did you hear the race cars in F1? Well, no, I certainly did.
That was all Foley work.
Yeah. Vocal Foley. The vocal Foley.
Or was it Frankenstein and you had to do all the surgical noises?
No, that's the F1 fucking pit. The pit crew working on that. Man,
oh, fuck.
F1. I think F1's gonna win this one. That's my prediction.
I mean, I'm praying for F1
one
to
battle.
Please,
sinners.
You don't think it's gonna be Surratt?
Surratt.
Nah, I haven't even seen that movie.
Is it Italian?
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't believe
Spanish.
So.
Keep an eye on it.
Okay, shout out to all the sound. Do you guys like getting wired up on set? You see what I'm saying?
Dude.
Where do you like to put the sound pack? On your left ankle?
Oh yeah.
Or do you like it
say left
right
or right
around the belly?
I like
I'm really hairy, so it's like there's always the discussion of like they're going to put it on my bare skin and the sound person is like, "Jesus Christ, like I got to fucking put tape on your fucking
Well, see,
werewolf
I did
chest.
One thing. where they were like, sorry, there's no way that we can do anything else. We have to put it right to your chest. And every time I would take it off, it would be like 40 hairs. So painful. And then I found out there's special tape that doesn't stick to the hair.
Mm-hmm. But it still is like, no matter what, it's still a little like, yeah, it doesn't mildly feel as good painful. If you had that bare fucking chest.
I know.
I got no hair. Chest.
Should I shave my? Yeah, you got none naturally. But remember this summer when I had no hair on my chest?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That felt nice.
Yeah.
Hairless.
Hairless in Seattle.
Smooth.
I don't do lobs. I don't allow lobs to permit to touch my body because they're inorganic. I say, get the boom close. I'm not doing wide shots. It's in my contract. I only do singles, by the way. I'm not doing any two shots. I'm not doing over the shoulders. Nobody dirties my frame. Every painting is Kanye West. Or every picture is... you guys get me.
Yeah.
They do that sometimes where they'll have like... If it's a really famous person who's like kind of a diva, like they'll do singles and then they'll have like...
A stand-in,
do the other lines for the other person. I'm like, what the fuck is the point of acting?
A Few Good Men. Who was I? I was watching something. Maybe it was Tom. Was that Tom Cruise in that with him?
I don't know.
A Few Ass Good Men.
Is that the Rob Reiner joint?
That's right. Yeah, it's Tom. Apparently, you know. Jack Nicholson, big deal. He gave his whole P word every time that he had this speech, even though the camera wasn't on him, to elevate the performance of the other
actors.
I love that. That's what a real fucking actor does, man.
Be a real if you're going to be an actor, be a real fucking actor.
Be a real
and
one.
Act with and fucking do the fucking scene. You know what I'm saying?
Put it in. Yeah. Put it all in there.
But I don't mind imagining that, you know, hey, we're going in for Marriage Story coverage. This one's going to be on the big guy from Star Wars. So
another actor,
you go ahead and just take, you know, save your vocal cords, whatever. And he's going, hey, I should fucking do something crazy right now with a gun, dude. And then she's going like, yes, I got it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's at least interesting.
Speaking of Star Wars, can we just shout out Jeremy Allen White really quick because he's going to play Jabba the Hutt's son in the Grogu movie. They ripped Jabba the Hutt.
Is he hot? He's a hot Jabba the Hutt?
I mean, you tell me,
did
man.
Did they get hot? Can they be hot that race?
Well, I saw a tweet that was like, this does imply that Jabba the Hutt is just late, you know, just
fat. He's just like, oh, massively overweight. Wow, well, that gives, I thought they were all like that. That was just
nah,
like,
look at this.
I thought he was like skinny for whatever the hell his
wait, fuck, where's
species is.
I mean, look, he's playing this character.
I need to see this so badly.
Eight pack.
He's got a six pack. The bear.
Yeah.
What's his name? Gola.
What kind of vocal affectation you think he's gonna put on that? Because he can't be talking like Jeremy Allen. Right, because it's all subtitled, isn't Jabba like subtitled, or does he speak English? Yeah.
No, I think he's subtitled.
Mister
Dude, I think it's been maybe like a couple months since we didn't bring up Star Wars.
Well, it
cannot be true.
Have you seen them, Jack?
Yeah, I've seen them more than anyone, man. You always doubt me.
What were you saying, Nate?
I don't remember, but I will say this. I wouldn't mind having either Lord of the Rings or Star Wars back-to-back watch party. You know what I'm saying?
I'm in hospice, don't worry about it. That's going to be happening.
You want to watch?
I think it's my last day. Come on over, guys, and then I'll just do that. Even if I don't die that day, I'll pull that excuse a few times so we can watch all of them. Production design: Frankenstein, Hamnet, Mighty Supreme, Oba, and Sinners.
Excuse me? Oh, one battle after another.
Production, this has got to go to Sinners, man. 100%. I'm going to bet on that right now. It's going to Sinners.
What about Hamnet?
Nah.
Well, they just they used the globe. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not familiar with Hamnet.
Shakespeare's The Globe.
Oh, okay.
Hamnet is about Shakespeare, the person.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Duh, dude.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bet on Stellan. By the way, I'm skipping ahead, but I'm betting on Stellan Skarsgård right now.
That's the one you want to bet on, Kalshi, by the way, because that one is the odds are crazy for Stellan, because nobody thinks he's gonna win.
I think Stellan deserves it.
He deserves it, but I do think Sean Penn is going to win.
Well, we'll see. I just put 40 on Stellan.
Just now? That quickly?
Yeah.
I think, honestly, Eric, you're going to lose all of your bets.
I know, but it's the Why thrill. It's not fun to bet for the crowd favorite.
Okay, best picture. This is the tough one. Man. This is the one I have really money on.
It's got to be.
It's One Battle or Sinners are the favored. I think One Battle is going to win. Just to be fucking quite frankly honest right now. Begonia, you got no shot. Sorry.
Begonia's no toast. Shot.
Frankenstein, nothing. Hamnet, nothing. Marty Supreme. There would be a miracle. Secret Agent, nope.
Sentinel, I think Marty Supreme is going to lose pretty big tonight, actually.
Do you think, well, we'll get to this, but the best actor is the one that people best are actor. Saying that Timothy has a shot is what.
Even though he just embarrassed himself on the global stage.
Well, here's the thing. I know too much about this, but that news came out after voting closed. So it had no effect.
For real?
Yeah. All right,
then yeah, he's up. He's up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember the Will Smith slap?
Are we going
to
see a
pray to God like something that? Like that happens tonight?
Conan O'Brien gets fucking.
God, please. Conan O'Brien gets fucking tased by Sarah Michelle Gellar or something.
The Buffy reboot is not moving forward at Hulu. I hate to tell you guys.
No!
That's not fun.
Buffy Damn. The Vampire Slayer. That must be Buffy. A smelly ass fucking Comic-Con meetup, you know? You know what I'm saying? That table.
I mean, why do you have to kick a fandom while they're down, man?
Sorry.
Because yes, I agree with you, but...
Were you ever a Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No, watcher? I've never seen Buffy. I mean, it's got the best name of all time. Buffy the
that
Vampire.
That sounds like you would say on this podcast. That's like, you know what I've been watching lately is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, man. Let me get a
I don't doubt
good
it's
close
an amazing
look at
show.
Wow. Miss Buffy. Do you think we need more names like Buffy?
Agreed.
Luffy.
Fluffy. Gabriel, Fluffy. You see Gabriel Iglesias basically defending himself, selling out to Dubai.
Nobody cares if he fucking like
or the Riyadh Comedy Festival. No, yeah, no one cares about Fluffy's.
You're good,
stance.
Man. You're all right.
Fluffy,
gives a fuck.
You're all good, man. Go home.
You've had enough battles.
Work on classic cars.
Bag. You do whatever you need. Kiss the prince.
Would you guys do a live podcast in Saudi Arabia?
How
right
much
now?
$1,000 each.
A G
total. Yeah.
Eric's interesting. Now, see, because I have morals, but now you put money on it like that. Interesting.
If it's plus 10% for my reps, yeah.
Interesting.
I
want to
see you get fucking corrupted, Eric, so badly. can you?
I mean,
is that possible?
I don't know if anyone even wants me to be corrupted. You know what I'm saying? But once the eye of capitalistic Sauron turns my way and wants me, I might not be able to resist. Jack, are you gonna watch the Oscars?
Yeah, I'm gonna go have a party.
You're having a party?
No, I'm going to attend one.
Where?
Are you?
We're having one here.
Oh, nice. I think I'm going to go to Brace and Jen's place.
Are you bringing Guinness?
Guinness? Nah.
Why, man? Why?
I won't bring that.
What are you going to bring?
Probably food.
What kind of food?
Realistically, probably like salsa and chips. And then maybe one thing that I find at the store that no one's had before and make them try it. Last time I brought milk wafers.
Ooh, that sounds right.
It was randomly fucking really good.
Mmm, milk wafers.
Yeah.
That milk. For some reason, that's making my mouth water right now. The idea of a what did it taste like? Milk, vanilla, milky?
It was like a rice heaven? Cracker, but like just cheesy milky.
Oh, I thought sweet.
It was sweet, and yet it was like a sweet cheesy cheese curl. But in the shape of like a figure. Right,
you're turning me again. Well, I'll have to look it up.
Well, it's perhaps from another country.
Oh, well then good.
Japan, oh, even. Good. What are you gonna eat?
Original song.
Sorry, music.
What's gonna win this is
K-pop
Demon Hunter song.
Yeah,
we're going Golden. up. Wait, that's a movie?
K-pop Demon Hunters?
K-pop Demon Hunters?
I thought it was a TV show.
Nah. Movie.
It's a movie?
Yes.
It's a movie,
I
would have
fucking watched it if I realized that.
It's the Oscars,
dude. I met one of the voice actresses from the movie.
How
is she doing? You paid $50,000 for a meet and greet?
For a meet and greet? Well, yeah. No, I mean, I did have to do that, but I did meet her, man. Wait, I do want to talk about conventions really quick, because in my mind, everybody that goes to those is just like cashing in. You know what I'm saying? There's lines around the block to go meet Hurley from Lost or whatever. But seen pictures, and it seems that some of these actors are far less attended than others. Can you imagine being at this thing and it's the poster of you from the show that you were in 2009, and no one's coming up?
That's not hard for me to imagine. It's not hard.
Do you think they make commission off of like, or is it like a flat fee that they're going to?
No, I bet it's a, well, maybe they pay them to be at the convention. I don't know.
They probably just get like, you. Yeah, go ahead.
If you're at a convention right now and you're getting smoked by Hurley from Lost and no one's fucking paying attention to you, everybody's over at his station paying respects, bringing jars of peanut butter and, you know, little stuff like that. He lives in Hawaii, by the way.
Does he?
That's what I know.
How do you know that?
But I just know that. But he, so if you're getting shown up, have some incentives, man. Don't just be down on yourself. Play some music.
Bring a book.
Bring a book. Give up. Bring a book. Read. Use that time to better yourself, because you're not getting anyone.
Here's what I'll say. If you're going to one of those conventions, go to somebody who doesn't have a lot of people at their sort of table and just act like you're a fan and just like, just for them.
Oh my God.
You could never imagine the amount of pain that these people are going through. Like, they're already at the convention. They're maybe not doing that well financially. This is their only like sort of avenue for staying in the business and show business. So just fake it. Just fucking go up to them and tell them you want to fuck them or something. You know, make their day.
Can I please fuck you?
Can I please fuck the shit out of you, please?
Or you hit it with the zero emotion. Hello, I'd like to fuck you. Just so you're aware,
I'm interested.
You just sounded like a guy who like took that speaks German for his first language, but took a class to like get rid of his accent, and it's like 99% the way there. You know,
so close.
Like, it sounded Hello. A little foreign. Hello, I would like.
Did
to
you guys
fuck
grow
you.
Up going? Going to a lot of conventions?
Maybe one every 4 years.
I feel like that was something that my parents did to entertain it. We were at conventions a lot.
For what?
For like boats and like
what?
Trailers. And obviously we would never get a boat, but we just to go look at boats.
Yeah, yeah. Was there like hot girls like near the cars and stuff?
Oh yeah. No, no. I mean, these were, but I was like obsessed with these places because they would have like,
that's fun. They'd
be giving out candy and shit to the kids. Ooh. And it smelled literally the smell of a motorhome, you know, convention or whatever.
Yeah.
Fresh totally. Motorhomes all put together, plastic, leather, wood.
Doesn't that make you want to have a kid?
Yeah, the smell.
When I went to the New York Auto Show with Connor a couple of years ago,
yeah,
that makes you want to have a kid and make them go sit down in the lifted Sprinter van.
Get in the Kia Telluride right now.
Get in there, hide from me for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but until then, we just have to go with each other.
Yeah, that's what I'm noticing.
Sorry to tell you guys. Nate, when you get back, should we go to a convention?
I would love to.
Jack, remember we went to the hot sauce convention?
Yes, delicious.
That was, and we saw the GOAT, Sean Evans.
Sean Puffy Evans.
Oh, yeah. And this was before he even really blew up. Nah-huh.
Sean.
Sean, can I please fuck you, Sean? Can
I please? Dude, I think I'm going back to that.
Oh, okay, Nate, I'm looking at the conventions here when you get back. There's the Los Angeles Pokemon Regional Championship.
Whoa.
Oh, you get to watch people compete?
Championship, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I went to a Pokemon, I guess it was a convention. I played Pokemon cards and got my fucking ass.
Oh, dude, I got my ass handed to me at those things by older men.
I went to a Yu-Gi-Oh! One and a Pokemon one. And both of them was a blow to my ego. One of the first blows I ever got to my ego.
What happened?
I just got fucking dominated. I thought I was amazing at both. Each one, I was like, oh, I'm like the best Pokemon card player like in my school. Like about to take this to the next level. Let's get to some competitions. Full grown adult playing against a fucking 9-year-old. Buying their cards on eBay to have the greatest decks of all time. And then for some reason I didn't learn my lesson and I started over with Yu-Gi-Oh cards and I built up an amazing deck and I said, let's do this again. Let's take this to the next level. I'm the best player in my fucking school. Nobody can even touch me in terms of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I had the best deck.
What the fuck,
and I did it through the fucking the cards that you get in the just randomized, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wow. Like I wasn't buying like specific cards or any of that. And yeah, another full grown adult played against me when I was 12, fucking just rocked my world and gave me a card out of pity. A really good card. He said, here. He said, here,
the same thing happened to me at a card shop. I got destroyed. But it was by a younger kid who was with his mom.
Wow. So yours was like child on child violence.
But I was old. I was probably like 4 years older than him. He was like 8. He was like young.
Yeah. There's
a new convention. Yu-Gi-Oh episode.
Oh,
music Dragon. Original score?
Music original score.
Wow. I think
I'll
it's
got to right
go
now.
On battle.
Or
you know what it is?
To go to Sinners.
I know this. Oh, Sinners. Probably Sinners is going to get it.
When your name, the guy who just did this, his name is Ludwig Goransson.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You don't lose this original score competition if your name is Ludwig. Trust me. That's like the original Shaolin monks of trippy ass music scores.
That's
right. The Van Beethoven.
But shout out to Johnny
Greenwood.
He
won last year. Or he went 2 years
like,
ago for
he's
Oppenheimer.
He's the new fucking Hans Zimmer, basically.
Well. Interesting.
How about that? Jerskin Fendrix. That name.
Jerskin.
Can you
Jerskin? Where you been at?
Jerskin.
That is the fucking sim language Jimi Hendrix right there.
That is a fake fucking name. That person is not real.
Jerskin Fendrix?
We gotta Google this.
That's
guy.
Mossad. Are you kidding me?
Damn. Jerskin Fendrix has the Sanpaku eyes.
Does he?
Yeah, I'm looking right now. Unfortunately, he's got a bad.
He's got a
you know
different
what?
Type of
I
swag.
I fuck with one of his songs heavily.
What song do you like of Jerskin's?
I can't remember the name. I think it's called London. It's from the Poor Things soundtrack, and it's fucking relaxing.
Oh, so he's a longtime Yorgos collaborator. He's English.
I like that fairy tale ass fucking music. If that's what the grocery store was playing instead of
I'm seeing his birth name. Jerskin Fendrix is not his name.
Fuck is this? What?
His real name is Joscelyn Dent Pooley.
Okay,
and he changed it to Jerskin. I mean, what I'd like to know. This person is blessed with.
But he might be okay. I don't know.
He's young. He's 30, roughly.
Yeah, you got plenty of time. You'll win one day.
You get one more name change.
Nate, are you going to watch the Oscars tonight?
Of course I'm going to watch the fucking Oscars.
Are you going to watch them alone?
Huh?
Are you going to watch them alone?
I don't know. I think there's a little thing going on in the where I'm at that I might pull up on.
But you better. You really better.
You should watch it at the Tilted Kilt in downtown Chicago.
Damn.
The Tilted Kilt. Damn.
Ordering Jameson for the whole bar. Come on, sinners. Let's get it.
Okay, should we blow through these last ones?
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask Nate what he's having for dinner, but can fucking wait.
That could be good.
Makeup and hairstyling. That's got to go Frankenstein. To Frankenstein, bro.
Live action. Maybe that'll go
maybe the Smashing Machine.
Oh, right. Yo, that person did a fucking great job.
Did you guys watch the Smashing Machine?
Yes. And did I've said this to you in person, but I don't know if I showed it on the podcast of the theater. I saw it in.
Oh.
This was in like upstate New York. I probably might have shown this, but let me see if I can find this shit. It was the most busted theater I've ever been to. Give me some time to find this because.
Take your time.
Please just wait. I swear to God. I'm not lying.
Jack, we can't let this silence go. Jack, what should we talk about?
Say something. Sorry about that.
Oh, I was reading. Why don't we talk about? Okay,
I found it. Stop.
Let's see it, man.
Cheers.
Oh yeah.
Oh that my is, god! Dude.
So crazy.
I think I have a video. That is
That looks like a scene from like the Last of Us video game.
Yeah, it looks like a nuclear testing facility.
The decay of the American Empire. That's damn, those are some worn seats. Yeah,
war torn.
Okay.
Man, wow. Did been you there sit with no shirt on?
Did you sit in there? Did you have a Diet Coke? Yeah,
no pants on.
Ooh, that sounds good. A Diet Coke and a big old thing of popcorn. That's what I'm going to bring to the fiesta tonight.
Go to AMC, get a bucket.
Okay, let's crush the actor in a supporting role. I think it might go to Delroy. Or no, I already voted. I already bet $40 on this. It's going to Stellan.
Yeah, wait. You just skipped the live action short film, international feature film, film editing, documentary short film, documentary.
Okay, let's go fast.
Film,
let's directing. Go fast. Let's go fast. Live action short film. That's going to Butcher Stain. I won't hear another word about it. That's going to the Butcher Stain.
International feature. It's
international feature.
Gotta be sentimental value.
Sentimental value.
It just has to be
100p. Film editing. That's
one battle.
Going
sure.
to have to go.
Bronstein.
Supreme. I agree. Documentary short film. Well, probably Children No More. We're Ungone. Yeah.
I saw Ronnie Bronstein editing that movie. Do you realize how cool that is?
That is cool.
Because we were editing the fucking Sarah special because they produced it. And when we were editing it, Ronnie was right next to us and he was showing us cuts of the things. Dude, shout out to
have you seen the somebody have you seen edit. The full movie?
Yes.
So I'm the only one who hasn't seen it.
Oh no.
Don't spoil it for me.
That what was he editing on?
Was he smoking a cig while editing?
Dude, he was not. He's editing on Premiere and it was awesome.
Was it
if you're editing
how
right
many,
now?
How many screens?
Keep going. Keep editing.
Was it a big screen? Was it
more than you
screens?
Can fucking imagine? He was hooked was up it? To a bunch of IV drips so he didn't have to sleep.
That's fucking
okay. Directing.
Okay, directing. Paul Thomas Anderson.
Of course.
Costume design. If Avatar Fire and Ash doesn't cinch this one, I'm gonna do something really bad.
Okay.
Cinematography.
One battle
after another. Yeah, that's Bauman.
Yeah, that's it for sure.
Casting.
Sinners.
Okay.
Francine Maisler.
Animated short film, which you did not get nominated for, Eric. I know you've been working hard on Blender.
It hasn't officially come out yet. It's I think animated short film has got to go to The Three Sisters by Constantine Bronzit.
Yeah, amazing names in the film industry. Animated feature film, K-pop, Even Unders.
Yes. Actress in supporting role, Amy Madigan. Get your freaky ass up here for playing Gladys in Weapons now.
I wonder, I think, who's going to fucking win this one? Maybe Tiana.
Maybe
Taylor,
Tiana. Maybe Tiana.
Yeah.
Taylor.
Now we get to a chunky one.
Leading here. Role.
Actress in a leading role.
Odessa,
the nominees are Zion.
Jesse Buckley from Hamnet. Shakespeare. Rose Byrne from If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. I heard you crush that. I haven't seen it. Kate Hudson, the beautiful Kate Hudson in Song Sung Blue.
Please don't comment on the appearance, the body type of
the sexiest fuck, Renate Renizvi. Yeah, coming in at 5'3", 124 pounds.
The baddest Kate Hudson. Chick in the world. Girl, you fine as hell. Like, where you at? Emma Stone? Damn.
I have a conspiracy theory. It's perhaps rude, but I'm just clocking. She's gorgeous. She's fucking beautiful. But I'm just clocking that she may be slowly turning into Michael Jackson. If you do a side by side, there are similarities.
Chill.
No. I don't know what I'm saying right now. I got paid to say that. It's got nothing to do with me.
Jesus.
Sorry.
I would Jesse like to Buckley see this go win to. This. But I'd like to see it go to Renati.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
But I'll probably it's Jesse Buckley.
Jesse Buckley's going to win.
Noticing.
Actor in a supporting role. Benicio
Del Toro. I've been saying it every time.
Jacob Elordi, man. No, it's Delroy. Dude.
Delroy Lindo. Sean Penn. Stellan Skarsgård.
Who's hosting the Oscars?
Conan bruh.
Oh,
Conan.
Delicious.
Okay. Well, we've done the Oscars. We wish everyone luck.
Wait, what?
We got to get to actor in a leading role just to cap it off. It's the final one.
I think Timothy's got it.
Actor in a leading role. Congratulations.
I but Leonardo wouldn't mind that.
I don't know. When I saw Wagner, one battle, I was like, I think Leo is going to win an Oscar.
He's so good in it, bro.
Like, that is the trickiest category for me where I'd have no idea what's going to happen. I couldn't even tell you
arts,
if I wanted to.
They tend to reflect society. Yeah, I have no fucking idea.
So, yeah.
What gave you all joy this week?
Joy?
Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, I'm playing that UFO 50 game. You know this game, UFO 50?
You play so many games, man. I can't. What do you? How's this?
I know. Well, I don't really finish all of them either. I just like Resident Evil. I'm about to finish that. That's when I'm actually finishing. But UFO 50 is fun. It's on Steam. It's like 50. Like,
whoa.
They're new games, but they're like designed to be. They look like they're from the 80s.
It looks fun.
And there's one game called guns. It's like a JRPG set in a cowboys in hell, and it's fun.
A JRPG. Fun playing that.
It's like Final Fantasy style, but it's quite fun.
Okay.
Jack,
dude, I have got to show you the dirt under my fingernails. Oh,
why, man? Why?
Because something that reminds me of childhood that I currently have now.
What's that dirt? That dirt was from the playground, but you live in New York.
So this dirt is probably just from taking my phone case off and on. I don't even know where. I literally don't know where this came from. I thought it was ink, but
you know what? That's the way it should be. We shouldn't be having pristine.
That's true.
Prissy ass hands. Nails.
That's what a mechanic's hands look like.
Shouldn't be fucking pretty.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a guy. I'm sorry I reacted that way. I think that's cool.
It's okay. Only reflects on you, man. Only on you.
Nate, man.
Well, I went to the south side of Chicago today and witnessed an amazing Irish St. Paddy's Day celebration at Maggie Winters, the Winters family. And it was just incredible. It was like all the people on the street that she lives on has like kind of their own party going on. And you bounce like in between different parties, and we were walking down the street and everybody just knew each other. We walked down to the parade and watched the parade for a little bit. And there was just all these kids, and it was beautiful.
That's so
I was
fun.
Like, I can't believe I haven't, when I lived in Chicago, I never experienced this one single time.
We're not living life right. I mean, just take a look at us. Look at each one of us right now. Look how pathetic it is. Next year.
Next year, we will all have families.
Thank you to the whole industry for making the Oscars happen. Please, and please to the actors, actresses, have fun at the after parties, guys. I'll see you there as soon as I possibly can. And guys, any words for
everybody? I'd like to say happy Monday. That's about the best I could say.
Yeah, fair.
And then it just like stopped. That. Nate, like what'd you say? That. Oh, they said no. Fuck that.
Fuck that shit.
Let's, Boston, please come to the comedy show. I swear to God, please. Okay.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.